over the years, Kichara has done a lot of activities that are really traditional Buddhism, and I think most of it is non-traditional. The reason why I do it non-traditional is because traditional is expected, it's normal, doesn't raise any eyebrows, perhaps it puts people to sleep. When we do a non-traditional, it is not my expression of art or trying to be different or get attention or trying to get more mileage. When I try to be different is because I like Buddhism different. I like spirituality different. I like something different with the same deep principles that Lord Buddha set off. So I do things different, not for any reason, it's because I like it different. Because if we have to just sit there and we'll just see the same thing over and over and over, human nature tends to overwhelm the karmic importance of a dharma. Teaching, thought, activity, or work. People tend to put dharma as work. Dharma talks is another talk. Dharma interaction is just another relationship with another person, interrelationship. And that's wrong. When we are having difficulties with another person in our dharma interrelationships, we have to realize it's not a relationship with another person. It is interrelationship with another person according to dharma, within dharma, for dharma, and to achieve dharma. What is to achieve dharma? To have the qualities in us that make us likable, that make ourselves like ourselves, and without having to adorn the outside, although we should be groomed, people like us. And to like ourselves. The most important is to like ourselves. And the world has taught us wrongly that to be rich, we like ourselves. To get married, to not get married, we like ourselves. To have kids, we like ourselves. To not have kids, we like ourselves. To have branded items, or to live in the mountains, or to be a hermit, or to be super wealthy, or to be beautiful, or to be rich, or to have a boyfriend, to have a girlfriend, or to not have one, and to be single, then we'll be happy. All those are wrong. You see, whether we have a boyfriend or girlfriend doesn't make us happy. Whether we don't have doesn't make us happy. Some people say, well, I don't have a girlfriend because it makes me unhappy and I'm a hermit and I'm holy and I'm in the mountains meditating. That doesn't make us happy either. In fact, everything in this world that we're taught doesn't make us happy. I've met people with parents or they're on messages with them and phone calls with them daily, like, you know, they're 55,000 years old, they're still messaging with their parents daily and, you know, getting advice and all that. And I know people who don't have parents, and I see both sides of the fence, people are happy and unhappy. So having parents doesn't make you happy, not having parents doesn't make you happy. What makes you happy? Well, it's very simple, it's always the same thing, it's always the same message, and it's gonna be told again and again for the next 20,000 years that we're on this planet or more, which is if we do good things for others. If we do good things for others and we do it in such a way that, guess what? This is a negative connotative word, but it's actually good. At the sacrifice of our selfishness. Because then deep down inside, we start to like ourselves. Why do we like ourselves? We realize we are capable of something more. You see, when you look around people, when they do normal things and you're doing what they're doing, you feel normal. But at the same time, when you know more, you feel abnormal. Why do you feel abnormal? Because there's a little gnawing voice behind you telling you that what I'm doing is very normal. Where does it get me? Where is a herd going? Where is everybody going with this? So there's a little gnawing voice inside of us that tells us, this is just too normal. At the same time, the opposite of the spectrum, to be in a monastery, to have a negative mind, to be a monk or a nun and to be wrathful and fierce and not nice and not kind to people, and they're scared of you. Your name is Venerable or Anila or, you know, Kushola, but your actions are that of a demon. How does that bring Buddhism up? How does being in a cave meditating on the Lamrim alone help you in any way when the minute you come out of the cave, you're nasty? Doesn't help us. How does it help us being away from our parents and we're nasty? How does it help us if we're with our parents, we're lazy bum? See, none of that. All that is labels. I'm not even taking one side or the other anymore. I'm telling you all of it's wrong. I'm telling you all of it is labels. All of it we put on our mind to think it's right. And we believe it and we feed it and then guess what? It's wrong. There are people without parents that come out extremely happy and unhappy. There are people with parents who come out happy and unhappy. Everything, it's not what we have or not what we don't have. It's how we deal with it. So therefore, there are people who say, oh, I have a girlfriend now, I have a boyfriend now, I'm really happy. Okay, whatever. So does that mean that people without a boyfriend and girlfriend are unhappy? No. Well, if no, then how come I'm with a girlfriend and boyfriend and I'm happy and they're happy? You see, we got to start questioning. It's not the girlfriend and boyfriend anymore. We have to question, hey, then what makes me happy? What makes me happy is when we use our short, teeny little specks of life. It's really good to look out in the stars, not in KL because we don't see any stars. Okay, look at an astronomy chart. It's really good to look out in the sky where there are stars or a pretend star and see how planet Earth is a speck, and I don't even know how to identify ourselves on planet Earth. We're not even a speck. We don't even exist. We're not even an atom. We're so small. And that we make this importance so massive. It's good to visualize. This is a good meditation. Do a Manjushri Gangwoma, or do a Dojishu Nihunrangi Yidam, and then do the mantra of either deity, and that's it. Don't make it a long ritual, bell ritual. 3 hours later, you're too tired to meditate. Just do a short quickie. Think of your lama, think of your deity strongly, and then meditate, you're on the moon. Seriously. Meditate, you're on the moon. If there's any pictures, Google, and you're looking at Earth. Then you identify Earth, you see the oceans, you see the Earth, you see North and South Poles, the seven continents, the oceans, you see the waves, you see the Great Wall of China, the only structure you can see from outer space. And you see all of that, and then you pinpoint where you are on this little Earth. And you go there and you see, and then you zoom in, zoom in, zoom in, then you just see yourself from outside. Don't see you from you, see yourself from the outside. And just watch yourself. What you did this morning, what you did this afternoon, how you talked, how you spoke, how you acted, what was beneficial today. And don't ask, don't label anything. Let your mind tell you how you were that day. Let a natural mind arise. And then release. Release from yourself. Go backwards and see yourself going through the clouds and all that, going back through space, and then back on the moon and back into your body. Let that voice tell you how you were that day, without judgment. Good or bad is without judgment. You were bad that day. That's not judgment. That's just a statement. You were good that day. That's not judgment. That's not compliment. Either way, the ego grows. And if you do that for 5-10 minutes a day, you know what you'll feel? Your total insignificance and how you're nothing. Because actually we are nothing. And if we do that every single day, you know what's going to happen? Your ego becomes less. Your everything about you that's negative becomes less. And in the beginning, everything positive about you becomes less too. And then as you keep doing that kind of meditation over and over, because there's a different way of doing it, I'm just modernizing it. If you do that meditation very well every single day, the positive will start to grow. Why? Because the negative falls to the wayside, and the happiness you receive back from being kind to others will invigorate you. What we want in Buddhism, as in Zen, is free of labels, free of either way. The higher teachings of Buddha is not the sutra teachings where we say lying is bad, stealing is bad, being with a family is bad, respecting your mother is good, not respecting your mother is bad. That's sutra Buddhism. In a higher forms of Buddhism, respecting your mother, not respecting your mother, has no more difference. Let me tell you why. Because by respecting your mother, you create a more attachment to, she's my mother, that's why I have to be good to her. Mine, me, I. It's a very subtle reaffirming of the non-existent ego. And therefore, when you can say, I, my mother, me, help me, my, I, me, this also goes the other direction as judgmental. So in the higher forms of Buddhism, when you practice the Manjushri Tantras, the Hiruko Vajradhini, or Guhya Samaja, or Evajra, or Kala Chakra Tantras, none of that exists. All sound is a deity, all mind is a deity, all form is that of a deity. So therefore, right now at our level, what's very important is we've done so many things in Kichara that have benefited many people. I can proudly say that. Why do I know that? Because I've gotten a lot of feedback over the years. Now, we're embarking on a new mode of helping people. We have been practicing what we have been practicing from day one. From the day that Kichara conceived. Okay, from the day Kichara conceived, and even prior, we have been practicing what we have been practicing. It is not something new. Some people are surprised, oh, why are they talking about this? Why did they come out? Why are they thinking like this suddenly? No. Nothing has been sudden. Everything has been consistent. What we have been practicing prior to Kichara, in my case, has been consistently the same. What I'm practicing now and what we'll practice in the future will be consistently the same. Who is it?
Musicus.
Come in. They want to visit? Come sit down. Quick, just confirm it. Oh. So therefore, nothing has changed. Some people may think we've changed, or some people think that we've been hiding. I haven't been hiding. Why should I hide? I'm outrageous, loud, myself. I am cantankerous at times. I am me. My films, videos, I've done everything me. Why is it 9 out of 10 things I do me, 1 things I hide? There are things that people can get me on bigger than this. There are things that people can get me on much bigger than this, but I don't hide it. It's not my arrogance that makes me not, it's not my arrogance that thinks I don't care. It's not that I really don't think I've done anything wrong. Comically speaking, it's not anything else. So we're going on a new kind of, we're going on a new, something new. What are we going on? We've all gathered here. Irregardless of our moods, oh boy, is the room filled with divas. My. You guys put the real divas on YouTube, on VH1, to shame. Boy, you guys put Diana Ross, Madonna, Whitney Houston to shame. Next to you guys, those divas are sent to wash diapers. Okay, boy, are there divas in this room. I don't have a wailing wall, I'm just wailing to the ceiling. And with your being such divas that you are, and you're good divas, and being so different, and having such different types of backgrounds, yes, you're Malaysians, most of you, you're so different. You know, in non-Kacharian life, none of you would be friends and meet. Think about it, look left and right. I mean, look in front and look behind you, look left and right. In non-Kacharian life, you guys would never be friends. Not that any of you are bad or negative or ugly or rude, no. You guys are just so diverse and so different. I mean, Niral, Pastor Niral, wouldn't be friends with any of you. He's English. And among other things, which I won't say on film. And then Sarah, as attractive as she is and as big as her earring is, why did she associate with you guys? She'd be counting pills for the rest of her life, literally. She's a pharmacist. In the Bengui, she'd reincarnate as a cigarette and be smoked. I mean, some of us, all of us are so different and we're so wonderful. And you guys would never meet, you'd never be in one room. So why are we here? You're here, these incredible divas. So many of you. God next to me and you make me look like really, really just Bugs Bunny. Anyways, why are you here? Because with your moods, with your ups and downs, with your fears, with your diva fits, your BFs, they say, I have BFs, put you guys together, I tell you. I'm just a little mousetrap. You guys are the atom bomb. With all your little diva fits and all that, you're still here. Why? Because deep down inside, you guys are good people. And you want to do something good. That's not a compliment. The proof's in the pudding. You're here. are here. So you're difficult, you're selfish, you're greedy. You like to go out. You like boo-boo-boo. You like your mamas, you like food, you like getting up late, you like to not work, you like to quit your job as and when. You don't want anybody controlling you. You don't want some guru telling you what to do with your life. You don't want all that, but you're still here. You know why you're here? Because you're swimming upstream and you're successful. Because you're kind people and you know that you're here to do something good. And that no one can take away. No one can take away. So we have done so much good in so many ways. Explaining the Dorjeshukden to the world is just another way of doing good. It's not the only way. It's not the only way we're going to focus on. It's one of the ways that we were careful to do in the past because of extenuating external circumstances. Now, we are here and we want to do good things. Teaching on every aspect of Dorjeshukden is only one of the ways that will be added to our CDs, our histories of the good things we have done for others. And I do congratulate all of you on that. You guys have managed this whole thing. From my idea, you're bringing it into action, you're having meetings, you're here, and you're making this place very sacred and holy, this little office here. You're making it sacred and holy because you're using it to benefit others. And I want you to rejoice in that. What is to be rejoiced should be rejoiced. What is good. No one can take that away. I don't want any of you to get on camera to be nervous or fidgety or to worry how good you look. You know why? Because if you take your energy away and focus on that, you won't put your full energy on the teachings you're giving, which could save someone's life. I repeat, if you worry about how you look, I'm not telling you to get on with your mascaras dripping. Okay? Nero? No. What am I telling you all? Yes, you should be groomed and clean. Yes, you should sit in the proper way, good angling, because why? It's just more attractive to look at someone whose face is totally in the night, not half in the light, you know? But you shouldn't worry so much about outer appearance and all of that, as opposed to when the camera turns off, think this. I've been blessed with another opportunity today to share something with people that change and save their lives. What a privilege. And focus on that. And then speak. Don't speak to the camera. Speak to the people who will see it. Don't speak to the camera. The camera is just a machine. Speak to the people who will see it. Remember, this is Dharma. Speak to the person who's depressed. Speak to the person out there who has felt all the emotions that you have felt but didn't have a place to go. You're giving them a place to go. You're bringing Dorjeshukden into their lives, right in their homes, whatever country they are. 263 countries, if Ukraine makes it, 263, if not 264. Anyways, you're not speaking to the camera. Don't look in the camera. You're not Anderson Cooper. You're not Lorraine Hahn. You're not Barbara Walters. And you're not trying to be. You're just you. Speaking well from your heart. Don't speak to the camera. I don't. When the camera turns on, I don't even think or visualize it's there. I don't care because I'm not speaking to the camera. Speak to everyone for the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years that these videos will keep playing over and over. Speak to the person that was depressed, that is depressed, like you were depressed, and how did you feel? Speak to the person who wants to kill themselves, and we pray they don't. Speak to the person who has so much in life, and money, and fame, and name, and yet they drown themselves. Speak to the person out there who is living with their parents and not doing anything with their lives and just showing anger and unhappiness. Speak to the person who is living alone and not making enough money. They don't know how to make ends meet. speak to the people who are earthquake victims, who are homeless, who are hungry. I don't know if the homeless get to it, but we'll get to them somehow. Speak to the people who are suffering from a fatal disease, cancer or AIDS, and they are at their last leg. When you are in a hospital speaking to someone who are on their last leg and they're dying of cancer or AIDS, they don't care what you look like. It's only your words and your motivation and your knowledge that will make a difference in the last moments of their life, when their life is snuffed out. Someone who's dying will see these videos. It's a given. It's logical. Someone who is locked up in their room for years or days and months will see these videos. Somebody who is infected with so much anger and expectations will see these videos. Somebody out there who would want to hurt somebody will see these videos. Somebody out there who's been hurt by people so many times will see these videos. And when they see these videos, it can perhaps really be like a dark room and the curtain opens and a stream of light comes in. And their eyes have to squint because it's been dark for so long. And you brought that to them. And it doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter if you're a diva. It doesn't matter if you're good or bad. It doesn't matter your past history. What matters is your sincerity, the words, the richness of your motivation will penetrate through the film and touch them. And that's why we're here in Dachar. That is our spiritual journey. That is why we are here. We are not here to live a good life and just pay bills and then just be comfortable and be totally okay with our comfort zones. We are here for that streak of light when the curtain opens in a very dark room that's been dark for years. And if we don't find that kind of work useful and beneficial and practical, and we can't use that as our courage and strength of mind to continue, then we need to contemplate deeper on the sufferings of others and how we can affect their lives. True, we can feed them. True, we can take them to the hospital. True, we can give them a tent. True, we can give them some clothes. That's all beautiful. But all of that comes back to the mind. Because there are people who have 500 shoes and they're not happy. There are people with no shoes and they're happy. There are people with no shoes that are unhappy, and there are people with 500 shoes that are happy. You see, it's not whether we have or don't have. It's our attitude. So therefore, every single day of your life that you're alive and you have the fortune to join together to do something spiritually empowering, spiritually beneficial, spiritually uplifting, to uplift their spirit, you have lived your life well. And you should do everything to make this life continue and increase so other people can share in your joy and other people's joy. That's why we donate to Dharma centers. That's why we donate time, energy, money to Dharma centers. Our presence, because we want to make this grow. We want to make this joy grow. Every large organization out there, the movements by Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa's, every single movement, Geshe Kelsang Council's is magnificently huge, all started one room with a few people. Say, you think 50,000 gathered, had a meeting, say, okay, let's benefit the world? No, it all started one person. Tsitsi in Taiwan, who's incredible, and that nun who's a bodhisattva, is a living bodhisattva, started with one, her and five people in the forest talking, say, let's change the world. Manjushri, bless us. Every single huge organization out there started just like us, a few persons in a room, and that just decided to say, you know what? Diva on hold, benefiting others, full force. So don't look around and say, well, it's not much. Because if you feel it's not much, it stays not much. If you feel good and you do your best with a good motivation, it becomes much. How any organization in the world becomes massive is the motivation and the mind and the effort. everybody started out in a small room with a big motivation to say, look, I'm a diva. I've got my moves, I've got my ups and downs, I've got my bad temperaments, and I've got my good points, but that's not going to stop me from doing, that's not going to stop me from opening that curtain and letting that streak of light into someone's life. Why do we have to keep focusing on other people's lives? Because the whole person, the whole reason as a person we're here on this planet is to benefit others. There's no other reason. You tell me another reason. If it's to be super rich, why are they not happy? If it's to be a hermit in the mountains and be super poor, why are they not happy? If it's to have a parent or no parent, why are they not happy? Why are they even not knowing they're unhappy? So when the camera comes on, everyone, please speak from your heart. Speak to the person in the room. Speak to the person in the hospital. Speak to the person who's worked their whole life and they're just living on their pensions and they don't know what to do. Speak to the person who's angry, who's bored. Speak to the person who is sick, sad, poor, rich. Speak to them. And let them feel your energy. And let them feel your sincerity and your bodhicitta and your power of love. Stream from your body and touch the core of their souls with your words. But the words are rich and moist with Dharma. The words are rich and moist with the realization of samsara and rich and moist with genuine compassion. Let them feel the words penetrate their being and do something different with their lives better. And when they finish watching your video, you know what happens? They don't care what you look like, who you are, what nationality you are. That voice, that knowledge, that motivation change the life. And the people will tell you that in the future. Not only will that be rewarding, it will be an affirmation that everybody needs a helping hand. And you have the privilege to give it. As a group and individually. Be proud when you talk on camera without pride. Look at the camera without looking at the camera. Look beyond the camera into the audience. Speak not to look good or to be perfect or to be fabulous, but speak to save someone's life. And memorize and understand your notes. And if you have a bad memory, have your notes there. There's nothing wrong. And speak in a way that will not bring people to practice or to shoot them, but to bring people hope to know there is another way. Dojo Shugden is just a nice little vehicle we're using to benefit others. The ultimate that we want to bring others is hope. So, don't look into the camera, look beyond. Speak from your heart not to look good. Groom yourself, but don't worry if you're seducing people through the camera, because it doesn't matter. When people are on their last leg, they don't care what you look like. And remember, it is such an incredible privilege, honor, and incredible good merits to be gathered in a situation to do work for others, to practice Dharma, to listen to Dharma, to understand Dharma, because the conjunction of that takes thousands and thousands of merits from lifetimes, according to Kempo Sarnaji. A turtle is at the surface of the ocean, and your heads are through the ring. Don't take your heads out. Keep your turtle heads in that ring and keep yourself on the surface. Don't take it out. Once you take it out, my friends, the ring and the turtle goes very far again. And the ocean is vast. And when the ring will land on the turtle's neck again. We'll be very far away. Don't take it off. Have a good motivation for what you're doing. Research your information well. Don't speak for the sake of speaking. Speak with information, knowledge that will give someone who has no background hope. Very important. And when people criticize the divas of how you look, how you speak, how you pose, remember this: every criticism improved is a chance you'll touch someone's life. Do a good job. Make a good motivation. Always think deep in your heart. Think very deeply. Why am I doing this? And what really matters? Remember, don't let that ring come off the turtle's neck. Possibility touching 10,000 lives, that is your market. That will be attracted to your style. Each one of us has our market and style. In a match, you can touch 100, 200, 300,000 lives. Just the people here, with this camera, with each other, and with the knowledge I have shared with all of you over the years, you can touch easily 500,000 lives. How privileged is that? Isn't that what a diva wants? To be on stage and have a big audience? Isn't that very logical? It's simple yet logical. Every day you are in Kachar, every day you are in spirituality, every day you are here, remember why you're here. And never forget the reason why you're here. That is to benefit others as a group and help each other to benefit others. This room, on a very small count, can reach 500,000 people over the next few years through your videos. Now, how important is that? See you later. Have a nice evening. I will drop by the next few days, maybe, to say hello, to sit in uninterruptedly. Do your best to pretend I'm not there, especially if you're filming Sarah. Sarah was filming and I just told her, pretend I'm not here. She was like, it was a pretty good try. Pretty good. So this is our new symbol. When we're feeling down, do this. When we're feeling over up, do this. When the ego gets too big, do this. When we're not getting along with each other, do this slowly. When we're frustrated with someone, do this. When we're thinking about mama's cooking, do this. Well, we know Remedy showing up, do this many times. What does that mean? Don't let the ring come off the neck of that turtle. That's a lot of meaning. That whole symbolism, this mudra, they will make it into a mudra. Yeah, there's a mudra. This whole mudra totally summarizes the moment.